Yes, sir. We is live.
Freaking for the weekend.
You good? Trav, yes, we good? Sir. Trav in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We finally got him here, this motherfucker.
We got my man Meloski in the building, my man Melo. You already know the vibes, the cuz.
For the weekend.
My son Do in the building.
Mr. Dan Soko.
Yes, sir.
That nigga always swear he had vocals in high school. Let me have you for the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thirsty Thursday. Weekend starting early on this side.
Yes, sir.
I know y'all thirsty ass motherfuckers. Y'all couldn't wait till 4. Y'all want this Halloween. Motherfuckers love coming in and tweeting, oh, I wanna get head in a mask. Well, listen here, motherfucker, we've been getting head all summer in a mask.
That's a fact. It's COVID times, y'all. Y'all gotta get with it or get left, y'all.
Listen, I don't know how Halloween gonna work in the COVID times, but Halloween party coming soon. Stay tuned.
Oh, first I hear, I'm hyped.
And none of y'all motherfuckers better come dressed as hand sanitizer.
Yes, sir. Shaq T.
Close that.
They going crazy outside, y'all.
Y'all know we live on 125th.
Hold this.
We're going to have some outside noise. Whoa. And we on the east side. You know how the east side of 125th go. Zombie land.
What you said, this is zombie land?
Zombie land on this side.
That's a fact.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shaq TV. The credentials is there, the experience is there. Don't come for me, don't try me. My hands and feet work. This week, Big Mo.
Talk to me.
I need you to step up.
Talk to me, King.
And I need you to be honest with the people.
Oh, shit.
Last week you fucked up.
Yes.
Calling names when you wasn't supposed to be. I need you to take acknowledgement for that.
What are we talking about here, Shaq? We talking about the Diddy and LeBron situation?
Diddy and LeBron. No, we talking about you calling names.
On the show?
Yes. He smacked, so he don't remember.
The bleep, bleep, bleep?
Yeah, the bleep, bleep, bleep. I need you to apologize for that. Respectfully.
Well, respectfully to all our viewers, I apologize for that because that was very Danny-like. You know what I'm saying? So we don't fuck with Danny. That was very Danny-like.
Bro. We're not dissing nobody on my podcast.
You know who Danny is?
I know who Danny is.
All right.
The one that Trav be defending?
No. Oh. Danny like Daniel Hernandez.
Oh, Daniel
Hernandez. Notorious snitch. Oh, gotcha. Like, gotcha. You feel all me? Right. So, yeah, that was very Danny-like of me. So, I ain't fuck with that at all. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't sit well with my soul. So, I had to bleep that out. But to the homie that couldn't got it, like, indicted over that, Or caught up over that, my fault, big homie. My fault.
There we go. That's how we like it here. We're going to keep it straight and fair and nice. All right. First things first. Music. 21 Savage. Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
Under-fucking-whelmed.
Drake? That album is fire.
I'm underwhelmed, man. What can I say? I was expecting.
Pull up the track list. Okay. I don't want to hear nothing else.
I'm gonna pull up the track list right now. The track, yo. I'm telling you right now, I'm very underwhelmed. 21 Savage, very underwhelmed.
That shit is heat, ladies and gentlemen. That album alone, I don't think he should get deported anymore. I think he should stay here.
He won the case.
He won his case over that. Play the intro. Let them hear a little snippet of this.
Ooh, yeah.
He had Morgan
years or even
Freeman.
Generations apart in age.
And he got Morgan Freeman on the ring. I gotta respect that.
Cut it.
I gotta respect that.
He got Morgan Freeman on the album talking about snitches and rats. That alone, the album is an eight.
That's tough.
The beat is fire. Tough. Who's the producer on this?
Metro Boomin.
Come on, Metro.
Metro
don't
on
miss.
The beat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Metro don't miss.
All right. Metro don't miss. You really gonna live by that?
Nah, I'm not gonna live by that.
All right.
But I think the album was well thought out, well produced. I feel like the lyrics is the same old. It's 21 Savage. I'm not expecting no fucking bars from him. You know what I mean?
Yo, honestly, I feel like this was overproduced. Like, I feel like it lacked rawness. Like, that's what we like 21. Well, that's what I like 21 Savage for. I like his rawness. I like him going just hard on fucking hard knocking bass beats. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got some of that here, but we got a little fusion of another sound that it's not bad. Like, mm-hmm. I could sense a transition in his style. Mm-hmm. And he's moving more to a more, for lack of a better term, commercial style.
Because he's evolving.
He's evolving.
You gotta give him space to grow. And you know we gonna compare him to his peers.
Right, but exactly. Like, I'm gonna always compare him to his original work. Right. And that Savage Mode 1, like, that shit was different,
this
bro.
Is better than Savage Mode 1.
No. I have had to disagree completely.
See, this is why I can't fuck with niggas. Niggas don't care about growth and evolving.
I care all about growth, but I also care about my opinion. I stand on it. 10 toes down.
You think Savage Mode 1 is better than Savage Mode 2?
Facts. All right.
Hold on, nigga. This is my issue. You make music. So how can you not see his elevation and how his skill has improved? And this is way better.
This is the shit with you. Like, you say this, but then you're going to say that Artist 1 is better than Artist 2.
My nigga,
Artist
1, yo.
Talk to me. Give it to me. I want to hear it.
Artist 1, I was at a point in my life where that shit, I felt that.
My nigga, that could be set for Savage Mode 1 too, bro.
He was rapping
excuse
about
me. I don't want to say Savage Mode 1, Savage Mode.
Right. He was rapping about mad generic shit in Savage Mode. Like,
my nigga, he was rapping what he was living, bro. And that's what niggas fuck with, that underground nigga gritty talk, nigga. Like, come on, who was coming grittier than 21 Savage on the track, bro? Come on, bro. Like, I didn't get the same vibe of this album. I ain't get that same vibe. I gotta say this though. Mm-hmm. He did evolve. And there's some people that let me tell you something. He made a song with Post Malone. That shit went number one.
Right.
Right? He made a song, he got multiple hits. We got hits with J. Cole a lot. Mm-hmm. So now he's being conscious that he has a wider audience now. So right. I do respect the fact that he's evolving. But as a day one fan, I could also reserve my critique and stand behind my critique that this ain't it for me. Like, this is not what I was expecting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Polo G also dropped a project too. I ain't get to hear it.
Me either.
But
I do fuck with Polo G.
We gonna get around to it. I hate that people do this, but I am gonna compare the two. Mm-hmm. Because Polo G dropped the album earlier this year.
Okay.
Do you think this album is better than that album?
No.
Okay, I agree. Polo G album was definitely
better. Polo G album was definitely better.
21, you gotta come better than that. I mean, you got Morgan Freeman on there, but Mama never gave me nothing.
Not there.
Moving on. Tory's in the streets. Tory is in these streets.
Living like roaming free. He's in these streets roaming free. The streets right. is undefeated, y'all.
As we said here on future past episodes, I always said I thought that Megan put her hands on Tory in that fucking Suburban.
Nah. I think
come to find out,
exact words were, was she donkey kicked that nigga?
Listen, come to find out, Tory drops an album, basically tell all, him telling his side of the story.
Right.
And which is smart.
You think so?
I don't agree with him, but it was smart. It was like, I'm gonna stay quiet. And
build anticipation.
People's gonna want to hear from me, and then he comes out and tweets, "Oh, I'm tired of being silent.
Right,
I'm gonna go live at 12 a.m.
No live.
So niggas is like on Instagram waiting for him.
Waiting.
To go live.
I ain't gonna lie. I was waiting.
Nigga goes,
I was one of them niggas.
Oh, I dropped the album. Go listen to that. That's where's that.
That's where's that.
What niggas gonna do? Go listen. Nice business move.
100%.
It was a smart move. Right.
I agree.
So I listened to it.
Okay.
I'll say this. I don't support Tory, but you know what I mean? I have a podcast. I'm in media. I have to listen to it.
I listen to it as well.
Sonically it sound good.
Sound really good.
I won't go that far.
Sound really good.
Do I believe what he was saying? I'm gonna tell y'all what he was saying. He was saying, like, he did, first of all, he said he ain't shooter. Second,
he just came out and said that.
Second, he said he still fuck with her. He still love her.
He's still willing to make amends.
Third,
this go ahead, man. King.
He told a story about him, Kylie Jenner, and Meg hanging out together. And
nah, that shit had me crying, bro.
Meg left, and he then was like, "Yo, I think Miley's cute." Like, Miley,
yeah, no, she's
like, he kind of like shot his shot. He kind of like he did like one of those pump fakes. You know, in basketball, where you do a pump fake to see if like a nigga gonna bite. He kind of did that. He also was dissing like other people that came out and said like bad things about him, like fuck Tory or Tory's cancer or whatever.
You know what's crazy?
He came
directly at Maul. He said, "Fuck you, Maul." That's crazy.
He came
Maul.
Directly at mad people too. That's he came crazy. At JR. He came at who else? He came at
yo.
Came
that at mad that, people. That JR shit was funny, bro.
He was just basically defending himself and making a case for himself. And a lot of people before this was like saying like if they see Tory, they're gonna have to.
It's lit.
Have a sit down or talking or whatever the case may be. But now Tory's that energy outside. Yet. Tory's in the streets. Tory's like shooting videos. Tory's in clubs. Casanova posted him like, "Tory, what you doing here? Aren't you a wanted man?" And Tory out here chilling. Voices, how do you feel about the album or what he said? Do you believe him? Does the story make sense? Because you know, there's always two sides to a story. Meg saying she got shot. Tory saying he ain't shoot her. And then you got the truth.
The truth. The in-between, all the bullshit. Well, I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. I'm not saying shit. I'm not picking no sides because this shit is looking crazy. Like, I'm seeing the tides just turning. Like, at first, none of y'all was fucking with him.
That's cap.
Bro, none of y'all was fucking with him at first. Now, all of a sudden, like, I'm seeing a lot of, like, I'm seeing Tory more on my social media, so that's implying y'all niggas is, like, putting that shit aside. And I think y'all a little premature.
Premature with what? You still have...
With the stamp of approval.
Trav got something to say. Hold on.
What's the question, Trav?
The one person we hear from that was this, Kelsey. If she come out and say, "Oh, Tory ain't shot her," or if she come out and see a Meg side, which is it? Y'all going to that side?
Well,
honestly, what Trav asked, hold on.
Go ahead.
What Trav asked is another person that was there was Kelsey.
Yeah, her best friend. Yeah, her best friend.
And he said if Kelsey comes out and say, "Oh, Tory didn't shoot her," or she comes out and say, "Oh, Tory did shoot her," are we gonna believe Meg? Right now, I believe Meg. I believe Tory shot her. Let me put that on record. That motherfucker shot Meg, man. I'm telling y'all. Second, if Kelsey come out and say Tory didn't shoot her, I feel like I'm still gonna believe Meg. What you gonna do?
Shit, if Meg's best friend that just unfollowed her comes and is on Tory's side, I'm not believing anything that woman has to say, bro. It's very biased, bro. I'm not believing anything they have to say. Prove, like, let the police do their work. Let these motherfuckers figure this shit out.
Defund the police. First of all, defund the fucking police.
Oh my God, bro.
I don't know why he brought up the police on my
nigga, bring the let the motherfuckers do their fucking job for once, bro. That's what the fuck they gotta do. Figure this shit out.
Fuck it up. Alright. So what do you think happened?
What I think happened? Uh-huh. I feel like Shorty was wilding on Tory and he let it go.
So you think he shot Meg?
Yeah, but I don't I don't wanna give my 2 cents, but you just made me do, motherfucker. But because, honestly, my nigga, we don't got all the fucking facts. And we think we do, but we don't. Because the case is not fucking closed. And this nigga's in the fucking clubs, bro. Like, nigga, if this nigga did it, he is bold as a motherfucker. He is bold. Yo, Tory, if you did this shit, and you out in the streets like this, my nigga.
Bro, 6ix9ine snitched on a whole fucking gang. And he's not out here like streets. Come on, what are you talking about?
He's not out here like Tory.
Niggas will do crazy shit and still be out here, bro.
Niggas don't care, bro. No, not like that. Tory out here too comfortable, bro. Too comfortable.
Nobody trying to shoot Tory.
Right.
Bro, niggas was jacking that Tory was worse than 6ix9ine.
How?
That's what niggas was jacking, bro. That's what I was hearing.
Who's niggas?
Niggas in the fucking industry, bro. Don't fucking play with me, nigga. Don't play with me, nigga. Niggas in the industry. Niggas in the industry jacking. That nigga's worse than 6ix9ine, bro. And I quote more from the Joe Budden podcast, which Tory addressed on the album. Go check that out.
This no, don't put fucking his album on my shit.
My nigga, go check that out.
He shot a woman.
Go listen to that man's side, y'all. Go listen to that man's side, y'all. I ain't playing no games, yo. Listen to that man's side, because shit be looking crazy out here, y'all. But I'm not siding with the nigga, though. I'm not siding with the nigga. Just go listen, though. Where was I? You made me lose.
All right, my fault. What you was talking about?
Oh,
Look.
You said Tory. They saying Tory is worse than 6ix9ine.
Yeah, right. Tory is definitely worse than 6ix9ine, bro. And quoting more from the Joe Budden podcast, mm-hmm. He said that shit, bro. He's the one that said that shit, and mad people got behind that shit. Mad people said, "Yo, fuck that nigga. Tory's worse than 6ix9ine, bro." Which is why when Tory released his album, y'all peep, he got the same treatment 6ix9ine got. He got blackballed by the industry.
He ain't get blackballed by the industry.
My nigga, his album didn't get posted on no new music charts.
Yes, it did.
No, the fuck they did not, bro. All
right, go ahead.
No editorial support, bro. Okay. These are the facts, bro.
Okay.
No editorial support, no label support, nothing. It completely independent.
Okay.
No support. Sold 38K. All
right.
I'm not siding with the nigga. I'm just putting out the fucking facts.
Yo. Big Mo with the facts, man. I'ma say this. So, with Mo's statement, after this, we're going to move on
to sports. We staying on music way too long.
Mm-hmm.
With Mo's statement, him saying 6ix9ine, Tory is worse than 6ix9ine, how you feel about that?
If Tory, in fact, did this, I believe, yes, he is worse than 6ix9ine.
All right, let me say this. This man, 6ix9ine, put... Yes. Indictment on a whole gang. You talking about multiple lives. Multiple lives.
I'm not.
We had an episode talking about philosophy,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not here to balance like is one life worth 100 lives.
Mm-hmm.
But 6ix9ine fucked up way more lives than Tory did.
I feel you on that. But check this out. This is my reasoning behind why I agree. 6ix9ine fucked up a lot of niggas' lives. That's my nigga, I ain't gonna lie. If you ain't gangbanging right in the city, bro, let's be honest. You involved in some bullshit. Am I lying? Nah, nigga, follow me.
I'm following you, but I don't agree you involved in some bullshit. Like, you could just be a product of your environment.
My nigga, that's totally fine, and right. I totally agree with that. But let's be honest, bro. Me and you, we been in these streets, bro. We know what's going on. Niggas is doing grimy shit out here.
Right.
In that gang culture. Let's be honest.
Right.
Right? So, anything them niggas got going for them in that game, bro, my nigga, they knew what they was when they signed up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, Meg, she's a woman, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't know what the fuck it was when she signed up.
Wait, can I say this?
She ain't know she was going to get a gun pulled on her, nigga. That's worse. By a fucking man, bro. That's worse. Those are fucking men, bro, in comparison to a woman, bro. No woman, no kids. Remember I said that shit?
No woman, no kids, but like...
I stand by that shit. No woman, no fucking kids. Y'all fucking bozo. Fuck.
No woman, no kids, right? But like, Shotty had a family he was taking care of. Now Shotty is in jail. Now that family can't get his income. Yo. And then there was like multiple people in that indictment that like... They could have been like the income of their family. Now that income is gone.
It's gone.
Shotty was doing 6ix9ine really dirty.
Yo,
Shotty was doing 6ix9ine dirty. That's a fact.
Come on, bro. Let's bring all the facts into this, bro. Let's be objective here, bro. Let's be objective here.
Listen. So
the behind the scenes guys
are telling me Shotty was doing 6ix9ine dirty, but 6ix9ine did not only snitch on Shotty. He snitched on other people as well that like didn't do nothing to him, but you know what I mean? They just affiliated. They got caught in the fucking the indictment.
I feel like the innocent deserve a little bit more attention. And like not quote unquote saying that she's innocent, right? Because nobody's innocent. We nobody's a saint. But she not in that gang life, bro. We know what comes with that gang life, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, moving on.
This is a shit that people don't want to say, yeah.
Moving on. They're playing basketball.
We love that basketball.
All right. We in the finals. Tough. Lakers up 2-0. Jimmy Butler goes off. Game 3.
40 bar.
40. Triple dub. That's not easy. There's only two other people that did that in history.
Jerry West.
And who else?
I don't know who else, but I know
LeBron.
LeBron did that.
Ah!
Fuck.
All right. So, I think that Lakers in 5. I never thought that Miami was gonna get swept. But do you feel otherwise than that? Do you feel like Miami could sneak out another game? How's it going? How you liking the series?
That's crazy you mentioned that, because I was talking about this on Twitter with a random person. We had the exact same conversation. They said Lakers in 5. I'm like, yo, y'all bugging. That man say they in trouble, and I believe him.
Who said they in trouble?
Jimmy Buckets, bro. I believe him wholeheartedly.
You
want
to bet it right now?
They in
trouble.
You want to
bet it right now? Lakers in 5?
Yo, Shaq. We not betting, because we already
scared.
We got bets live. We got live bets.
What live bet we got?
What you mean? First of all, we got the Heat and Celtics. I won that.
I did not bet you the Heat and Celtics.
Bro, we dead ass bet on the podcast, bro. We said we was going to run it down next episode.
No, I bet that Celtics was going to win, but we ain't bet no money.
Exactly. We ain't bet no money. Why you trying to bet money? Listen.
Because I want you to stand
don't
on
don't
that.
Don't go against the fucking family.
No, he's panicking that. Now, this is what I call panicking. I asked him to put some money on the words he's saying. Like, put your money where your mouth is, right? That's how it works, right? Put your money where your mouth is.
Yo,
so
listen,
if you feel like Miami going to win this series, put your money up.
Listen, I ain't say all that. I'm saying Miami goes home in either 6 or 7.
Okay. Miami going home in 5, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I'm liking the bubble basketball. I see a lot of people talking about they feel like it's pickup basketball and it's not the same.
I love it.
But like the performances that we have seen,
it's
like,
amazing, bro. These kids ball.
They hooping.
They balling,
they
bro.
Hooping.
They balling, yo.
Like this is. I'm gonna start all the way from the beginning. Like Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray
bugging,
going crazy.
$10 going crazy. That half
court
shot
logo
on the ball.
Lillard. And then, you know, Curry had to step in because niggas, you know what I mean? Analysts was talking crazy. They like, yo, he might have longer range than Curry. And Curry like, stop it.
Relax.
So, you know, Curry come back next year with fire.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Curry and Clay in the bubble, that's going to be different.
That's going to be
I'm telling y'all right now, Curry and Clay, y'all don't want them in the bubble. I'm a LeBron fan, but trust me. They give me nightmares. They give me nightmares.
I disagree.
You disagree. That's why you don't have a mic.
Failed the fucking mic.
When I've been in the game, it's going to be tougher than to bounce back.
Okay. He said they've been out the game for a year. It's going to be tough to bounce back.
It's going
to
be tough.
All right. We're going to see. It's going to be a lot of bounce back years because KD got to prove to me something, and Kyrie got to prove to me something too.
I got a question for you, Shaq.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like the West got tougher for Curry and Klay since they last played? You feel like it got tougher, right?
Yeah.
With the addition of LeBron.
Grizzlies is a threat now.
Okay.
They almost made the playoff. Suns went 7-0 in the bubble.
Okay.
That's you see what the bubble could do.
So, hopefully
Zion could play fucking back to backs.
So my man kind of got a point over there. They got a bounce.
Then you got Luka. You know, 2K got fucking Luka.
Bro, 98.
At 99 overall.
98. He's a
98. Don't leave a joke
in the
Nuggets either, bro.
Yo, nah. The West is
Listen. Capped. Yo, the teams, I did that for a reason because he said, do you think the West is tougher? All those teams I just said didn't make the playoffs. And they're going to be hard to beat next year. Suns is going to be hard to beat. Grizzlies is going to be hard to beat. Pelicans is going to be hard to beat.
That's a fact.
Who said Wizards?
Who Wizards? I ain't say no Wizards.
I ain't say it was a trap line. where was I?
Go ahead.
The bubble, I think, is a success. Whenever the next season start, hopefully we out of COVID by then, and we could go go to the club and get our dicks rubbed on, and go to the bar, get a drink, and meet new people. Now we transition into the relationship.
No, before you transition to the relationship shit. Just in, yo, breaking fucking news. This nigga Trump trying to end the fucking stimulus talks, yo. This nigga wildin', yo. We need that bread, Trump. We need that bag. We need that fucking bag, Trump. We need it, bro. Like, did you hear about this, Shaq? Trump is trying to end the stimulus talk.
And I think he's doing that because he know he's gonna lose. And he's trying to,
you know, break that down. Break that down.
Fuck it up for everybody. He's like the states that like he's supposed to win, like Florida, Ohio. There's like one more. There's like
the swing states.
Swing states. Mm-hmm. Because basically everybody know like New York, Biden gonna win.
Is it the Democratic state?
Fucking Texas, Trump gonna win Texas.
Republican.
California,
Democratic.
Joe Biden gonna win that. It's like states that you already know is gonna win, but Florida.
But this is the crazy is the shit with Florida. And Ohio and the did you hear state. About what they're doing with inmates? Well, they doing with
people with felonies.
People with they doing to people with felonies on their record. Like they're trying to stop them from voting. That's like hundreds of thousands of people, bro. That are getting out the game, bro. They trying to fuck up. They trying to rig this election, y'all. If y'all don't peep the game, this man been asked multiple times on live television, if you lose the motherfucking election, are you gonna resign and peacefully transfer the power? This man has multiple times said, well, I don't think that I'll rightfully lose this election. So, yes, I'm gonna fucking... say something about that. I'm not okay with that. Nope. I'm not. He's not willingly able to. He don't want to let go of the presidency. This man, like, he's a tyrant. Open your fucking eyes.
Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hers and theys, them and theirs. I feel like he cut this stimulus check off because, like, now people in prison could get their checks. And once he heard that, he was like, oh, I'm dubbing everything.
Bro, because you know how lit you be in commissary right now with 1200? Nigga, I'm starting a whole business in the joint, bro. What? Selling everything, copping out everything. Yo, what you need?
Listen, and I think he's throwing in the towel because he's losing Florida and he's losing Ohio. I think the next debate is going to be in
October 15th.
Colorado, Utah.
It was supposed to be October 15th.
Kamala Harris and the VP for them, I don't even know his name.
That's crazy.
But I think Kamala Harris is going to wash his ass and pack them up. I think they're out of here. Hopefully, people get out and vote. Do the right thing. Don't be stupid, because I know a Trump supporter, and he got some problems, man. He got problems. we go try to get to him, though.
Bro, we can't get to the Trump supporters. I've tried.
With all that being said, can we go to the relationship subject now? Are you done with your
with Trump
politics?
No, I'm not done with Trump.
Get him.
I got one more thing to fucking say.
And I will say this: I don't wish death on nobody, but Corona has taken a lot of lives, and Trump has Corona.
Listen, it's crazy that you mentioned the fucking Trump and the Rona situation, bro. I feel like that shit is a whole plot, yo. That's a plot, y'all.
Conspiracy nigga here. I can't deal with conspiracy motherfuckers.
That shit ain't real, y'all. Yo, this man is 70 years plus, bro. He not supposed to be taking it as well. Like, he's out here like, come on, Trump, why is it important for you to wave at people? Why are you campaigning? Why the first thing you do when you walk into the White House is take off your mask?
So, wait. All right, let me say this. I'm going to deal with the conspiracy shit first, and then I'm going to deal with the mask shit.
Cook.
I think he has Corona. I don't think he's doing it
for the clout,
attention, or clout. As far as him taking off the mask when he gets to the White House, it's like, you know, you got Corona, you about to take off your mask so you can affect everybody else in the White House. That's just crazy, wild to me. You taking off your mask and going in the White House to infect everybody else is wild to me. I don't know why nobody else sees that. I don't know why nobody else is talking about that. I don't know what's going on. As far as the conspiracy goes, him being 70 and all this stuff, I do think he has Corona. I do think so.
Hey, you know, y'all know where I stand. Relationship segment, y'all.
Relationship segment. Here we go. What are we gonna talk about relationship this week?
I got something to talk about. If you don't mind,
go ahead.
Me and Chuning. Do you believe that old flames could be reignited and be successful?
Old flames. Okay, you got to give me a scenario.
An old flame meaning an ex. An ex-girlfriend, like, an ex-boyfriend.
How long y'all was fucking? How long y'all was dating?
You want me to? A year plus.
You went to Thanksgiving?
That person made it Thanksgiving dinner.
You went to Christmas together? Y'all had Christmas
together? That person made it a Christmas dinner as well.
Alright.
And New Year's.
Okay. How was the connection? You love this girl or you just really?
Well,
like
this
her?
Is not a personal thing. This is not me, but I'm asking for the masses.
Okay.
For the people out there that are thinking about rekindling an old flame.
Right. But I'm asking you, have you ever loved a girl in your past?
Yes.
So that old flame, if it comes up, do you have the optimistic to think that it will work?
I'm a very optimistic person, so maybe it could. Maybe it could. If communication is part of the process and understanding.
Right. To that, I will say, I think, like, if I've been dating a girl, I don't think a year is enough. It has to be at least 2.5 years.
Okay.
Like, we got to go.
Why are you ending a half? Like, why you just land there? Like, 2.5?
2.5 because, like, 1 year is not enough. 2 years, I'm like, I'm feeling good about it. I'm like, yeah, okay. We building a connection. We vibing.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm in it now.
You're looking radiant right now. Right.
But like, if we fuck up at like 2 years, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna be mad. But I'm gonna be like, kind of willing to move on. But if it's like 2.5. I feel like I invested a lot of time, like that half year, and it depends what time of year we break up. Like, if we break up just before the summer, sign, seal, deliver. Forget about me, cause I'm gonna live my best life. If we break up after the summer, going into winter, I'm gonna be kind of simp. You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, yo, we almost finished the year. We almost made 3 years. You know what I mean?
Finished strong?
Right. We could have finished strong. So I'm going to be feeling the type of way where I'm like, I have a good connection with this person. So, like, if we break up, like, a year from now, we could rekindle that. We could restart it.
Okay.
So, it's like, I don't think a year is enough.
Okay.
So, like, when you, this girl that you love, how long you fuck with her? How long was that?
That's crazy. It was 2.5 years.
Yo. This is the only place you're gonna get this content. I'm telling y'all
crazy.
Right now.
It's crazy, bro. 2.5 years to the fucking point, bro.
Right. So, like, do you still love her?
Yeah, I love this person. You crazy, bro, because you right. Getting into my shit
are
now.
Are you still contact?
He's good,
still in
y'all.
Contact? Are you still in contact with her?
Yeah, I'm still in contact with this person.
Like, how often do y'all talk?
Not very often.
Alright, but when y'all do talk, is there like
is there's definitely familiarity.
Right. But this question I'm asking is, when y'all talk, do y'all talk about like eventually we could possibly get back together? Listen to this.
I'm listening.
You pick up the phone. You know me, I love to do scenarios.
Hey Moises, how's it going?
Whatever her name is, you go, hey, what's up? How you been? Right. You know what I mean? She like, you know me, I'm working, COVID, working from home, you know, that's real stressful, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And you like, yeah, me too, da, da, da. The gyms is closed, I got to go to the parks and work out, blah, 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 whatever the case may be.
Right, right.
She goes, yeah, how you been though? Like, how's, you know what I mean? How's the fam? How's this? How's that?
Right.
You tell her like, fam is good, nobody, you know what I mean, caught COVID.
Yo, this man is narrating this shit. Go ahead.
Nobody caught COVID, blah, blah, blah. And then you ask her, you know you got to ask her, like, how your fam? You know what I mean? Yeah. She go,
yeah, point, fam is good, da, 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 blah, blah, blah. It's just really stressful with everything going on, blah, blah, blah.
Then you go, you know what I mean? We possibly should catch up sometime soon. Like, if that's okay with you, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And then she go, you know what? I would like that. I would like for us to catch up, you know what I mean? Go out, grab a drink, whatever the case may be. Go to Cantina.
or Corner Social. You know what I mean? Or Harlem Hookah. You know what I mean? They love hookah.
They love the hookah.
I say all that to say, when you talking to her, like, is that like the range of the conversation?
100%. Like, you was like, bro, you been through this? Like, you been through this? You had to have like, gone through this.
I'm Shaq fucking TV. The credentials is there. The experience is there.
Yo, he had to have gone. Yo, that's exactly how it went down, Trav. Like, to the fucking T. Like, exactly like that.
Right. So, there's a possibility you could possibly meet up with her and, you know what I mean?
Rekindle
in front of the flame.
Right.
Now, I'm going to ask you, do you think it will work the second time? And
if there's understanding and active engagement and communication, yes.
All right. So, what are your deal breakers? Like, what are you looking for when y'all get back together?
I'm looking for. That's a good question, Shaq.
Motherfucker. Yo, come on, man. I got a podcast for no reason.
That's a good question. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for accountability and and freedom to be one, like, be yourself and explore every aspect of yourself. Like, not have to shut
down. For the listeners, I want y'all to, first of all, for the YouTube listeners, like, subscribe, do all that, comment, hit the bell notification, do all that. Now, for you, can you stop being so vague? I need to know, like, listen, if we get back together, like, this is when I'm trying to start a family. This is my plan. This is when I'm trying to get a house. I'm serious. I want us to be
partners.
Exclusive. Like, right. Me fucking you, you fucking me. Only that.
All right, I'm going to keep it 100. Yeah, this is what it is. This is what I basically told Shorty. I was like, yo, listen, I'm willing to be partners in this. I'm willing to build a family. That's all I want. You know that's all I want. I want to build a family. I want to build with somebody. I want to raise good human beings and put great things into the air. And I want to be in love. I want to be happy. At the end of the day, it's kind of a selfish thing to a certain extent. It's selfish on my end because I want to be happy, bro. I deserve to be happy.
You absolutely
right.
But like, I hear you say, I want to build this, I want to build that. I heard you say that 3 times, and then you was like, oh, I want a family. Excuse me. I want to hear, like, what are these kinds of things you trying to build?
Like, okay. What I'm trying to build is somebody that I could trust financially.
Right.
Somebody that I could trust emotionally.
Right. And when you say emotionally, what do you mean? Like, you had a somebody there at work.
Right. Like, somebody that's in tune with their emotional intelligence. I want somebody that holds themselves accountable for how their actions can be perceived.
Ladies, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Yeah. I know we men, we supposed to be tough all the time, but sometimes we just want to sit down and talk. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
And just tell you the truth, what we going through. That's and y'all fact. Supposed to hold it down for us and be like, not look at us like we weak or take advantage of that and use that against us in the future. Continue.
And honestly, bro, I just want to feel loved, bro, by somebody that cares about me genuinely, bro, without no strings attached. Somebody that was there when your boy ain't have a dollar to his name.
Right.
When your boy didn't even have his fucking confidence on the way up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I recognized I wasn't even my best self. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even my best self at that point. So, me being who I am now, like, and being reflective on all my past actions, I kind of want to make right for all the shit I did.
And we going to end on that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ladies, y'all know my motto. Pop that pussy for real niggas only. And fellas, wait your fucking turn. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe. Wear your fucking mask. I don't care what the president said.